One of those was Don Kaler, executive director of the Georgia Peanut Commission. He was asked how the new farm bill fared for peanut growers.
You know, every farmer I've talked to in Georgia feels like that we did amazingly well for peanuts, that we got a good bill. I think the thing we've got to do now is we've got to see it operate and make sure that it works the way we hoped it would work. And so that's a wait-and-see issue because we're just halfway through the first year of a five-year farm bill. So, you know, we've got a lot going on. But farmers planted peanuts, but not probably too many peanuts this year. We were 590,000 acres in Georgia. That's probably what we had anticipated. It's a little over our normal, but our normal would be 560,000 acres. And that's on the heels of the lowest acreage that we'd had since 1924. So in 2013, a really low acre. We're back kind of up to normal crop, it seems like.
Now, when it comes to things like the Farm Bill, we all know how important legislative issues are. And Kaler knows they will miss Senator Saxby Chambliss.
You know, the reality is we won't replace Saxby. It doesn't matter who was there, we won't replace Saxby. Saxby was not only a senator, he was a statesman. Saxby Chambliss was a friend. And, you know, I'm proud to have him as a friend. I lost him as a senator, but he'll always be a friend. So it's going to be hard to replace, but whoever we have that gets in there, that goes into there, we hope that they'll look seriously at an appointment to the Ag Committee, because Georgia has not in any kind of modern history ever not had a representative on that Ag Committee. And so we really need that. We've got a rich history, the Talmadges and the Chamblisses till today. And we just need to try and get somebody to stay there. We'll work with them, and whoever becomes elected, the Georgia Peanut Commission is going to be there to support them.
And how does the peanut crop look here in Georgia right now?
We still got the good, the bad, and the ugly, but I think you always have that. It's like a Clint Eastwood movie. The crop overall looks pretty good right now. We had a wet start, then we got dry, and then while we were dry, the peanut plant seemed to put down a root system. And all of a sudden, we started getting some rains again right now. So the crop overall looks pretty decent.
And Kaler was very pleased with how last week's Southern Peanut Growers Conference turned out. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.